What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled I'll Punch You in the Mouth If You're Still Complaining About Getting Your Pee-Pee Touched. Now, for those of you guys out there wondering why I'm wearing a towel around my face, it's because, as you guys should know by now, I face-maxed in Cancun about, 2 weeks ago. I got collagen and fillers and all sorts of shit injected in my face. My face was ripped by big-ass, long-ass needles for almost 45 minutes. The bruises have pretty much gone away. My face was swollen for a little bit. That pretty much subsided by now. I'm still wearing the towel just so the collagen can do its magic, but my face is hella better than it was before I did this operation back in Cancun. So, in addition to going to Cancun for just 24 hours to do this operation, guys, I fucked three hot bitches in Cancun. Pay to play, they come to your place, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So, we live in a society today, guys, where a lot of men out there, a lot of males out there are complaining that they're virgins, they're gonna die virgins, it's the end of the world for them. Guys, I'm fucking living proof that you can fuck 3, 4, 5 bitches a day if you have the stamina and the money, obviously, for it, you know. Now, a lot of guys out there would say, oh, armor, pay to play, that's not real love. Guys, there's no such thing as love. Have you guys, like, not realized that by now? These women out there, they're all about the bling bling. They're all about money. That's it. That's all they care about. I know some of you guys are going to say, well, Chad gets pussy for free. You see, guys, what you guys need to understand is Western women are stupid, okay? Now, when I went to Romania exactly a year ago, I rented a car. I said this story before, but I'm going to say it again so you guys realize that pay-to-play is actually the norm in, throughout most of the non-Western countries, okay? So, I rent a car from this young Romanian dude. He's working at the company, and I'm asking him, you know, about the girls, you know, locally, shit like that. I was in Bucharest, of all places, and he told me that on the weekends, he just goes out, rents a prostitute for an hour, like 20, 40 bucks. But he told me, since I'm a foreigner, they're probably going to try to charge me $100. And I'm like, wait a second, dude, you're talking about prostitution, like, it's normal here. In America, man, nobody in America would ever admit to pay to play. Nobody does that in America, man. He was like, no, here in Romania, pay to play is the norm. Everybody does it. And later on, when I went to Brasov, which is also in Romania, I was going to a pub at night. It was a private pub because it was Camerona, so all the places were like closed, but this private pub was open only for foreigners. So I met an Austrian dude over there, man, and he was pimping out his wife. I mean, and he told me that the reason why she's his wife is so he can pimp her out and not worry about the police charging him with, like, trafficking or prostitution, because he's gonna say, yeah, the man, that's my wife, and I like watching other guys fuck my wife. You have a problem with that, officer? So this Austrian dude told me that Western women are fucking dumb. Western women have sex and they don't get paid for it, okay? And, you know, thinking about what that guy said, man, Western women are some of the most miserable women on the face of the planet. They are so hateful, so ungrateful. And I think it has to do with the fact that Western women are not getting compensated for having sex. And that's because this woman, they go out with Chad, they go out with Tyrone, and obviously these guys, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, they're pussy and throw them in the garbage can where they belong. And the girl is like, I didn't get a relationship out of it, I didn't get anything out of it. And then the girl goes to the beta male, to the simp, to the soy boy to get compensated by him taking her out or buying her shit. But at the same time, she's like, this guy makes my pussy drier than the Sahara, like Coach Greg Adams would say. This is why Western women are on med drugs, they're fucked up, they're hateful, they're depressed. It's because they're doing it all wrong. Now, as you guys know, at first I was anti-pay-to-play. I even did a video a couple of months ago titled, Why I Will Never Do Pay-to-Play Again. So the question that you guys must be asking yourself right now is very simple. Amar, what made you do pay-to-play? What made you now be a supporter of pay-to-play? Well, first of all, I like to give a shout out to QB Willie here on MGTOW TV. He told me, Amar, you did it wrong. You walked up to some random prostitute on 5th Avenue in Playa del Carmen, and she wasn't interested in you like that. See, here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. Even though the bitch gets paid to have sex with you, she still has to be attracted to you. Let me say that one more time so all the bitch pills and yogi obs out there who are hard of understanding can understand. Just because you guys pay some whore to have sex with you, she still has to be attracted to you so you can get the best sex out of her. So that's number one. Like I said, QB Willie, he told me that you have to find a woman who's actually attracted to you to enjoy pay to play. That's number one. Now, number two, and this is kind of like the main reason that made me go into pay to play, is that, you know, in our Muslim community, guys, there's a lot of Muslim guys out there who are married to fugly women. I remember a viewer on YouTube, I believe, okay, he told me, Amar, these Muslim guys out there, I don't get these Muslim guys. They spend 10 years trying to become a doctor or building up their business, and they end up getting a woman who's like a 2 at best. It makes absolutely no sense. And what I found out in our Muslim community, guys, a lot of guys are doing pay to play by going overseas. So here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal, man. If the bitch is hot, she's gonna be a prostitute, okay, guys? Let's get something out in the open right now, okay? For all of you young guys out there who are listening to this, if the bitch is between a 4 and a 7, she's gonna focus on her career so she can extend her cock carousel riding days with the hopes of locking down Chad, okay? If the bitch is an 8 or above, she's selling pussy, okay? If she's an 8, she's selling pussy on 5th Avenue in Playa del Carmen. If she's like a 10, she's getting flown out to Dubai for $25,000, $30,000 a week, okay? The only women out there who want to get married are the women who are below a 4, okay? That's because these women, they know that they have no chance of getting paid for pussy or even getting with Chad and Tyrone, okay? You see, a lot of us like to look down on Middle Eastern people, Arab people, by saying, oh my God, this guy's a doctor, he's a lawyer, but his wife is fucking fugly. Guys, Arabs and Indians, you have to remember, man, Western civilization, in particular America, we're new, man. America's only been around for what? Not even 300 years? Western civilization really didn't become a viable civilization until maybe 500 years ago, you know? Arabs, Indians, they've been around for thousands of years, okay? So Arabs and Indians, you know, they learned, you know, thousands of years ago, if you get a hot bitch, she's gonna cheat on you, okay? See, this is why Middle Eastern people, Indian people, this is why you don't find these people with hot wives, because they know. You guys out there need to understand, man. I don't care if it's 2023. I don't care if it was 2023 on the other side of the scale, you know, 2023 BC. If the bitch is hot, she's gonna cheat on you. That's just how it is, okay? You know, the story of Prophet Yosef, man. You know, Prophet Yosef was the slave of, like, the second most powerful guy in Egypt. Yet his wife wanted to sleep with this young hot stud. So this just goes to show you, man, if the bitch is hot, I don't care how rich you are, I don't care how powerful you are, the bitch is gonna cheat on you. This is why Muslims, in particular Arabs and Indians, go for fugly women. In fact, you know what? There's an old saying in the Middle East. My wife is so ugly that I can leave her in a market full of men and nobody would even talk to her, okay? You guys need to understand, if the bitch is hot, she's gonna fucking cheat on you. It's been like that pretty much since the time of fucking Abraham 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, okay? That's number one. Number two, I cannot stress this enough. Bitches between a 4 and a 7, you know, the average looking girl that we all think we can get, they're gonna focus on their career and they're going to extend their cock carousel riding days into their 30s and maybe even 40s with the hope of getting with Chad and Tyrone, you know, locking them down, okay? That doesn't happen. Okay, see, this is why, guys, I always see the most successful marriages I see are the ones where the people are ugly. The husband is ugly, the wife is ugly, the kids are fugly. It's because these people know that they have no chance of actually doing better, you know. Imagine you're running in a marathon and you're like the last person out of fucking 1,000 people. You're the last, and not only that, you're a couple of miles behind. You're not even gonna bother, man. You're just gonna waltz, you know. You're gonna waltz across the finish line when you get there in like fucking 50 years, you know. This is how ugly people are, guys. Ugly people know that they have no chance of doing any better. This is why ugly people who are in relationships are so happy. It's because they know they didn't have a chance, okay? Good looking people, man, people who are decent looking, they're always going to be looking for that super duper hot person. So, going back to me being in Cancun for 3 hours and fucking three hot bitches, okay? Let me tell you how I was able to pull that shit off, okay? Guys, as you know, I live in South Florida. The plane ride from Fort Lauderdale to Cancun is an hour and a half. For me to go from where I'm at right now to Lauderdale Airport is actually longer than the plane flight from Lauderdale to Cancun, okay? So I live very, very close to Lauderdale, and Fort Lauderdale is very, very close to Cancun. Alright, so let me tell you how I was able to pull it off and how much it cost me, okay? First of all, I bought the tickets, round trip ticket on Spirit Airlines, okay? I got the ticket for $170, okay? $170, guys. You leave in the morning from Lauderdale to Cancun. You be there at like 8, 9 o'clock their time, okay? Then the next day, you come back at like 3, 4 in the afternoon. So, Pretty much, you know, I was in Cancun for like maybe 26, 27 hours all in all, okay? So plane ticket, $170, okay? Round trip ticket, Lauderdale to Cancun, okay? When I go to Cancun, guys, I usually rent a car, and I rent a car for about $25 a day, okay? So right now we're looking at about almost $200. So for $200, we have plane and we have a car. Now, you guys can take the ADU bus, okay? If you guys know where you're going in Cancun, Playa del Carmen, you can take the ADU bus. I believe the ADU bus costs like $10-$12 one way, which will be like $24-$25 round trip from the airport to where you want to go and back. Just giving you a quick FYI, guys. If you go to Cancun during the high season, which is Christmas, Easter, summer, you know, renting a car is not going to be $25 a day. It's going to be more like $75 a day. So in that case, guys, you're better off taking the ADU bus, okay? A-D-O. You can take ADU bus from the airport right there from the terminal in Cancun to pretty much anywhere in Mexico, believe it or not. So if you want to go to Merida, you want to go to Tulum, you want to go to Cancun, or downtown Cancun, hotel zone. So for you guys out there who don't want to drive in Mexico, or the car rental is too much in Mexico, take the ADU bus. Anyway, so right now we have a plane ticket, $170, $25 car rental. So for $200, we have car and we have round trip ticket to and from the airport back to Lauderdale. All right, so I rented a nice Airbnb for $50 around the downtown Cancun area. So right now, guys, we have for $250, we have a $170 round trip ticket, Lauderdale to Cancun and back. $25 car rental, that's $195. And then the Airbnb was like $46, $47 after everything. So for just a little bit under $250, we had our logistic set up for 24 hours in Cancun, okay? Yeah, of course, you know, have another $4 or $5 on you to get your food, because with me, Amber Mitwali, as you guys know, I buy my food, so, and food is only like $5, $6 in fucking Mexico, man. You know, 100 to 100 pesos, maybe 120 pesos, you can eat like a king for like $6 in Mexico if you decide to eat your own food, which is what I do, because, you know, it's healthy and I know what the fuck is in it, alright? So, for $250, guys, you are pretty much set for a full 24 hours in Mexico. The rest is pay-to-play money, alright? So, before I went to Mexico, there is a escort website. Guys, there's a couple of escort websites in Mexico. You guys need to understand, man. Mexico, prostitution is legal in Mexico. Prostitution is also legal in Colombia. In fact, when I was in Playa del Carmen a couple of months ago, the hookers, they're standing right there by the police. So you can go up to a prostitute with the fucking police like right there in front of you and you'd be like, hey baby, how much for your pussy, right? Prostitution is legal. However, you're better off going through a escort website. And the reason behind it is that hookers are usually in areas where dumb Americans go to and they spend a shitload of money. For example, pussy that should be no more than $100 is now being sold for $200, $250, maybe even $300 because dumb Americans go there for the weekend and they're like, oh man, I'm gonna get pussy for $200. That's cheaper than fucking America. Yeah, it's cheaper than America, but bro, Pussy in Mexico goes for no more than $100, man. You are getting ripped off, you're causing inflation, and you're gonna make prices go up for everybody. So my advice to you guys is that do not do street hookers. If you're gonna do street hookers, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's when you can be like, hey baby, I got $100 in my pocket and nobody's talking to you, so why don't you come over for an hour, okay? But if you try to pick up a girl Thursday to like Sunday, when it's when it's pretty much the weekend for them, and you try to offer them $100, literally they're gonna laugh at your face, okay? So I do not promote picking up whores off of the street. You should go through a escort website, which is what I did. And you know, I was able to pick out the girls I want before I even got on the plane. In fact, I already have a list of women I want to see when, God willing, I go back to Cancun. So my advice to you guys who are going to Mexico, Colombia, go to the escort websites, get your woman from there, because the rates are gonna be reasonable, especially if you look, especially, you know, fortunately for me, guys, I look Mexican, I look Hispanic, so women don't trip me off. If you're like a black dude or you're a white dude and you try to hook up with them online, you know, they're probably gonna rip you off, but I'm just letting you guys know, pussy in Mexico should be no more than $100, okay? Pussy in Colombia should be no more than $70, okay? So you black guys out there, you white guys out there who want to try, you know, escort maxing in Mexico or in Colombia, if a bitch tell, you know, first of all, guys, if the bitch tells you, oh, I want money in dollars, that means she's ripping you off. Let me say that one more time. If the bitch says, I want money in US dollars, she's ripping you off, okay? All the girls I spoke with or texted with, they messaged me their rates in pesos in Mexico and fucking, I guess, pesos in Colombia, whatever they use for their currency, guys. But I'm letting you guys know, if a bitch ever tells you, I want my money in American dollars, you are getting ripped off. If the bitch tells you anything more than $100 in Mexico, you're getting ripped off. If it's more than $70 in Colombia, you are getting ripped off, okay? So what I did is that I selected three hoes that I wanted to fuck in my 24-hour period in Mexico, okay? So when I landed in Cancun at like 9 in the morning, I texted one of them, hey, I'm here. This bitch had her own apartment. She texted me back and she's like, hey, baby, it's the start of my day. I just showered. Why don't you come over? You're gonna be my first client of the day. So I'm like, you know what? I just came out of the airport. I rented a car. You know, my operation for my face maxing is in about 2 hours. And this girl is like 20 minutes away from the clinic and hotel in the hotel zone. Let me go smash this hole first, okay? So guys, I come out of Cancun Airport in my rental and I drive to this hoe's place. I smash her for about an hour, okay? Then after that, I go over to the clinic where I got raped for about an hour in my face, okay? After that, you know, I was in the clinic for about 3 hours, guys, because not only was I getting face raped, they did some fat loss on me with a laser, so that's how I'm able to lose a little bit of weight, because they're using a laser or radio frequency fucking fat loss shit. I'm doing that on my outer thighs. So yeah, I was in the clinic for about 3 hours, so I came out of the clinic at around 4 o'clock. I went to my Airbnb. I slept for a little bit. I slept for about, 4 or 5 hours. So I woke up at 9 o'clock. I order bitch number two. She comes over. By the way, guys, bitch number two is in the thumbnail of this video, okay? If you guys see a thumbnail of me and a girl in this video, that's bitch number two. Coincidentally, guys, that thumbnail is gonna be me after the collagen and the fillers were injected into me and before my face was, swole and got bruised. Because here's how it works, guys. When they inject you with like fillers and collagen and they pretty much rape your face, it takes about a day or two for the bruises and the swelling to show up. So that picture with me and the girl, assuming I'm gonna use that thumbnail, that's me hours after I was face raped, okay? So anyways, so that bitch comes over. She's 5'2". She's from Guadalajara. Really good pussy, guys. For an hour, oof, that bitch was hot, okay? Her pussy was good. She was making out with me. Guys, you need to understand something very important. Like QB Willie told me, okay? A bitch has to be attracted to you. Even if she's a fucking prostitute, she has to be attracted to you. You see, this is a good thing about using WhatsApp. Okay, when you use WhatsApp, because, for example, my avatar on WhatsApp is obviously my face, right? You know, that's a picture of me. So, when a girl looks at my picture on WhatsApp, you know, she can message me back, or she can't. Or she, if she's not interested, she won't. Let me tell you something, guys, I message dozens and dozens of girls on WhatsApp. And guess what? Not all of them would reply, okay? If the bitch doesn't reply to you, it simply means she didn't find you attractive, okay? And if the bitch says, oh, I don't kiss, some of these gals, they don't kiss on the lips. So if a bitch says she doesn't kiss on the lips, that also means that she's just not into you like that, okay? So for all of you guys out there who are like, oh, I want a woman who's going to be attracted to me, use WhatsApp, have your picture on the WhatsApp profile, and if the bitch contacts you, ask her, hey baby, do you kiss? If she says yes, then in all likelihood, she found you to be somewhat attractive, okay? So for all of you guys out there like, oh no, I want a woman who's gonna be attracted to me like that, you know the secret. Use WhatsApp, have your motherfucking picture in the avatar, and if the bitch responds, ask if she kisses. If she says yes, that means she found you to be attractive. Anyway, so this bitch comes over, she comes over in a taxi, she comes over, and you guys have to understand, man, these bitches have a network of taxi drivers who take them around. A lot of these girls, they work for agencies. A lot of time, guys, you're not going to be communicating directly with the bitch, okay? You're going to be communicating with the person in charge of the agency. See, something you guys need to know about prostitution throughout the world, okay? A lot of women who do prostitution, they do it on a temporary thing, okay? Very few women want to be forever prostitutes, okay? For example, this girl from Guadalajara, girl number two, guess what? She's a mother of 3 kids. She has a fucking husband, and she works as a financial analyst at a bank. Can you believe that, guys? The bitch works as a financial analyst at a bank, married, 3 kids, and yet she comes over to Cancun every now and then to make a shitload of money, and then she goes back to Guadalajara, reports to work, you know, as if she nothing happened over the weekend. This just goes to show you guys, a lot of these girls out there, man, even if she is the girl next door type, you guys have no idea what she's doing on girls' night out, okay? You have no idea what she's doing when she tells you, oh, honey, my work has to send me to fucking Cancun or Las Vegas. This is what I'm trying to get you guys out there to fucking understand, man. If the bitch is a 4 or above, she's gonna be sleeping around, okay? You know, a 4 and a 5 may not be attractive enough to get money, but for Chad, drunk Chad, horny Tyrone, a 4 and a 5, they can get smashed, guys. This is what I want you, you know, if there's anything you're gonna take away from this video, guys, if there's one thing and one thing you're gonna take away from this video, a lot of these hoes out there, guys, even if the bitch is a 4 or a 5, even if she's married, even if she has 3 fucking kids, even if she has a decent job at a bank, she's still gonna sleep around. Either she's gonna sleep around for money if she can, or she's gonna sport fuck like TFM would say. One way or another, guys, you're gonna get cheated on. Let me say that one more time. One way or another, in today's current world order, you are gonna get cheated on, okay? I know a lot of you Muslim guys, you come into my comment section, you're like, oh, Omar, that's haram, that's zina, you're promoting promiscuity. Guys, what's worse? Is it worse for you to fuck a bitch for an hour, then kick her the fuck out and go back to your normal life? Or is it worse to have a bitch who's gonna cheat on you, you're gonna have bastard kids that are not even yours, and eventually she's gonna fucking divorce rape you and run around the internet saying nigger and shit? What's worse? I made a video on my Muslim Copar channel, which is also on my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel here on MGTOW TV. I told you about this couple. A couple of months ago, it was a Pakistani couple, Muslim, of course. She married a good Muslim man. Then she divorced raped. Then she divorced him. And she ran around the internet saying nigger and shit, how he was hitting her, abusing her, telling her she can't dress like a fucking whore. And the guy ended up killing her. He killed her. And he committed suicide. So you guys out there, you Muslim guys out there watching this video, ask yourself this motherfucking question. What's worse? Me going to Cancun, fucking some hoe for an hour, then going about my business? Or fucking killing the axe and suiciding myself, okay? This is what you motherfuckers out there need to understand. Unless you're gonna get with a woman so fugly that not even a dog is gonna look at her, she's gonna cheat on you. That's just how it is. And don't you dumb motherfuckers, you know, you Muslim dudes, say, oh man, oh, that's not gonna happen with me, man. I'm gonna believe in Allah. Come on, man. A good Muslim dude committed suicide because he believed in Allah, okay, guys? Now, here's the deal, man. You gotta start using your motherfucking brain, okay? What do I keep on saying from the Quran? Summun, bukmun, umyun, wa la ya'kulun. Deaf, dumb, and blind, and they do not think. I am sick and tired of Muslims saying, oh, I believe in Allah, I believe in Allah. Yeah, believe in Allah all you want. Use your motherfucking brain, guys, okay? When you go out there and you marry a bitch who's fucking a 4 or above, she's still gonna cheat on you. You think that bitch you married is gonna be with you 4, 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 motherfucking years? Come on, man! You crazy, okay? You guys have to understand, man. I come from a typical, traditional Muslim family, okay? My parents are in their 70s and 80s, okay? They've been together for well over 40 years. Guess what? Those type of relationships, they do not happen today anymore, okay? Those relationships are over, okay? The average woman knows a lot of men, okay? So when she's with you, you guys really think that the bitch who's with you is all of a sudden gonna fucking, you know, not talk to all the guys she's been with before you? Come on, man! Let's say the bitch is out working, right? She's working at the bank, she's working at the school. You don't think her friends are gonna be like, oh, you should divorce him. Oh, he's not supporting you. He's not there for you emotionally. It's okay to cheat on him. See, this is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. Relationships do not work anymore. It's all about situationships. It's all about a girl being in a situationship with random dudes throughout her fucking life. This is what women desire, okay? Women want to be in situationships, okay? They want to be involved with multiple dudes, okay? They don't want to be with one man. Now, you guys have to understand, man, we are going back to the day of Pharaoh, okay? When you go back to the time of Pharaoh, the guys who had the woman were the alpha males, okay? See, Islam tells us eventually 50 women are gonna be looked over by one man. That means 2%, that means what? Like 2% of men are gonna have like fucking 98% of women out there, some dumb shit like that. Guys, okay? The only way Pharaoh made sure that his harem didn't cheat on him is that these women were pretty much put in a cage with guards who were eunuchs. For those of you who don't know, eunuchs are guys who are pretty much gay and have no interest in women guarding the hen house. Guys, the Prophet Muhammad used to use eunuchs to make sure that nobody would come by his woman, okay? The Arabs would use eunuchs to make sure that their woman remain chaste and available only for them. And this was fucking what? 1500 years ago? You guys really think women were better off in the 50s? Come on, man! Fucking 1500 years ago, the Prophet of God was using eunuchs to make sure his woman remained chaste. And that's the Prophet of God, man. So, for all of you guys out there who are like, oh, I'm gonna make sure my bitch doesn't cheat on me. Allah willing, it's not gonna happen, dude. Use your motherfucking brain, okay? Women go to school with guys ever since they're 4 or 5 years old. They work with guys. They ride the bus with guys. They travel with guys. They play sports with guys. They talk to guys on the internet, okay? When a woman has access to so many men, do you think that bitch is going to be only for you and only you? Come on, man! You guys are delusional. You know, you Muslim guys out there watching this and you still believe that you can have a marriage in 2022 going to 2023? Again, unless the bitch is so fugly that not even a dog will look at her, the bitch is gonna cheat on you, okay? So, you Muslim guys out there, unless you're willing to get with fugly woman. And again, okay, I know a lot of Muslim guys in our Muslim community who are married to fugly women, and they cheat on their wives. Okay, this is why I'm now a proponent of pay to play, because the Muslim guys who are supposed to be there for their wives and, you know, monogamy forever, they're cheating on their wives, guys, okay? And again, these Muslim guys, they married a woman who's like a two because ain't nobody else wants her. So the guy makes sure that the bitch doesn't cheat on him, she doesn't divorce rape him, and the kids are his, even though the kids are fucking fugly. And then the guy goes out and cheats on her because he got with a freaking fugly woman, but that's the only way to make sure the bitch doesn't fucking cheat on him, paternity fraud, divorce rape him. This is what you guys out there need to fucking understand, man. You dumbass Muslims out there who still believe in the sanctity of marriage, you're delusional, guys. You're delusional. We're going back to the days of Pharaoh where the alpha males had access to all the women. Then they used fucking eunuchs, aka tranny faggots, to make sure that these women stay in the hen house and other men do not try to access them. This is what you guys out there need to fucking understand. Women were always promiscuous. It's just that back in the day, Pharaoh, Muhammad, pretty much any strong man, any alpha male, they used eunuchs to protect their woman. Well, I don't want to say to protect their woman, to guard their woman from giving it up to some random, okay? This is what's happening in 2022. So, unless you guys out there are willing to put bitches in a cage, get a freaking faggot tranny to guard that cage so other guys don't be like, hey, baby mama, what are you doing tonight? She's gonna fucking cheat on you. That's just how it is, you guys. I cannot stress this enough. You know, a lot of you guys out there are infatuated with the 50s. You're like, oh, if we can go back to the 50s. You can't go back to the 50s, guys, okay? Even if you go back to 1950 BC, it's still the same thing. If the bitch is decent looking, she's gonna fucking cheat on you. That's just how it is. And the only way to keep a bitch from cheating on you is if you literally put her in a cage and you have a faggot tranny guarding the cage to make sure she doesn't go play with her pussy, man. That's how it's been for fucking thousands of years, okay? Today, we don't have that anymore. Not only can women make their own money and travel and do whatever the fuck they want, they have access to so many fucking men out there. This is what you guys need to understand, man. Because I see a lot of young Muslim guys out there who are like, oh, I'm a young Muslim guy, I'm 20, I want to get married, you know, I want to lose my virginity. Bro, you're gonna get taken advantage by some sharmuta who eventually is gonna fucking divorce rape you, or worse, have kids that are not even yours. This is what I want you guys to understand from this video, man. You are better off renting a hoe for $100 an hour, okay? How many married guys out there, especially fucking Muslim guys, how many of you Muslim guys out there can fuck 3 bitches in one day? How many of you can do that? Heck, how many of you Muslim guys out there can fucking fuck 3 bitches for $100 each? Okay? Because having a woman costs you money. I was at Cumberland about an hour ago getting my daily coffee, right? So I'm at Cumberland, I'm waiting to check out, and this guy, he's going through a divorce. You know, he has two kids, and he was telling the cashier, I'm already $20,000 in the hole because of my divorce. It's like, bro, for $20,000, you could have had, I mean, like, I'm doing the math in my head, okay, guys? Okay, it's $100 to fuck a hot bitch in Cancun. If you had $20,000, let's see, 10 is 1,000. Shit. Where? No, I'm doing, okay, okay. If a bitch cost you $100 and you spent $20,000 on prostitutes, how many hoes could you bang for $20,000 if each hoe was $100? I'm doing the math, okay? 10 hoes are 1,000. 20 hoes are 2,000. This motherfucker who spent $20,000, that's still ongoing. That he, you know, he's $20,000 in the hole on his divorce that's currently pending. He's not done with the divorce yet, okay? For $20,000, this motherfucker could have fucked 200 hot bitches. You know, at the end of the day, guys, it's all about pussy, okay? For me, for you, it's all about pussy. Of course, Coach Bitch Pill, because he doesn't do pussy, but that's for another video. But if you're a dude, okay, you got twig and berries down there and you want to get with a woman, it's all about pussy, okay? You know, my parents, they lost $30,000 on a sham wedding to some sharmuta. Imagine how many fucking hot bitches I could have fucked for $30,000, you know? You know, for $30,000, guys, I could be fucking bitches, you know, every night or every other night until the day I die. I mean, you guys out there, you gotta do the math. You dumb motherfuckers out there, do the math, okay? How much money did I lose on this bitch? $100,000? $500,000? How many times did I get her pussy? Let alone how many times did I get great sex from her, okay? You know, just the other day, I was talking to a dude who lost his house, he lost his property, he lost his business to some hoe that he was married to for only a couple of years. You guys out there, you gotta do the math, man. How much pussy am I getting for investing this amount of money in a woman? Okay? A lot of you guys out there, especially if you waste tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if you do the math, if you break it down, you are not getting that value in sex. I mean, the average Muslim guy who gets married, who's like a fucking doctor, making what? $250,000 a year. Okay, let's say you're a Muslim doctor, you're making $250,000 a year. How much sex are you getting from your wife? Maybe once a month? I mean, some of you Muslim guys are paying like $20,000 for every time you have sex with your fucking wife. Do the math, you dumb Muslim idiots. How many of you guys are actually getting great sex out of your wife? Very, very few of you are. If anything, you're probably having sex once a month if you're lucky, and the bitch hates you, she probably cheated on you, those kids may or may not be yours, eventually she's gonna fucking divorce rape you, and yet here you guys are thinking to yourself, oh, I'm gonna do what Allah wants me to do and get married. Allah wants you to use your motherfucking brain, okay? The three bitches I fucked, the second they get out of my apartment, guess what? They ain't none of my business. And these bitches, you know, they're not gonna be masculine, they're not gonna be toxic, because they want me to be their fucking client, okay? Guys, I've had better sex with these random hoes in Cancun than I did with my own motherfucking wifey. Okay, guys? This is what I'm trying to tell you. Your motherfucking wife, especially your Muslim hijabi wife, she hates you, she's gonna cheat on you, those kids may or may not be yours, and she's eventually gonna fucking divorce rape you. Now, before I end this video, okay? Girl number three, okay? So, girl number one, I fucked her around 10 in the morning, okay? I literally came off the fucking plane, picked up my car, and 25 minutes later, I was on top of her, okay? The second girl, the one in the picture, she came in around 9, 10 o'clock. And then the third girl, she came in around 1 o'clock, okay? The third girl, she was fucking hot. 23-year-old Colombiana. Let me say that one more time. 23-year-old Colombiana. Guys, I kid you not. This bitch was so fucking hot, the condom couldn't fit me. This is how hot the bitch was. The condom couldn't fit me, okay? Now, I didn't raw dog her, but I didn't penetrate her, at least not with my penis. You know, that's why you use the finger trick, like TFM would say. But yeah, it was 2 o'clock at night. The pharmacies weren't open. So, I couldn't penetrate this bitch with my cock. I got her number. I've been texting her. I'm gonna see that pussy, you know, plenty more time, guys. Don't worry about that. Allah willing, of course. So, this just goes to show you, man. A lot of you guys out there, you're not getting the sex that you want. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I, Amr Metwali, I'm 6'3". I'm face maxing. I'm, you know, guys, for the first time in about, you know, 4 or 5 years, I woke up today, I was 249 pounds, okay? You know, I am not only am I going back to the gym, as you guys know, I'm on TRT. I also started taking fat loss supplements. I'm gonna be doing a video on the shit I'm taking. I got the shit from Mexico. You can buy it here in America, but it's super expensive. It works. It's called Olistat. I think the name of it is Olistat. I think the brand name here in America is Olli, O-L-L-I or A-L-L-I. It does work. I lose like 4 pounds a month using it. How Olistat works, guys, is that you take it when you eat, before you eat, or a little bit after you eat, and 25% of the fat in the food goes directly out the poop chute. So imagine eating a hamburger, and 25% of the fat in the hamburger goes directly into poop, right? Of course, this doesn't mean you go out, eat chicken wings, Pizza Hut, all that crap, and say, hey man, I'm taking fat loss medication. Doesn't work like that, bro. You have to fucking use your brain, you know? I've been eating healthy, so yeah, guys, I'm losing like 4 pounds a month on that crap. When I go back to Cancun, God willing, of course, I'm gonna buy a hell of a lot more of that crap. You know, guys, I wanna get down to like 235. If I can get down to like 235 pounds, I'm like 15 pounds away, you know. Maybe I'll go down to 225, you know. So, I'm 6'3", I'm face maxing, I'm fucking losing weight, back in the gym. I deserve to have great sex, okay, guys? I deserve to have a 23-year-old Colombian chick in my bedroom, okay, guys? Now, I don't know about you guys out there, but I deserve hot woman. And if I have to pay a fucking $100 to get a 23-year-old Colombiana, my God, I will. Alright, guys? So, the bottom line for you guys out there, especially you Muslim guys, the days of having marriages like my parents' marriage, those days are long gone and they're not coming back, okay? My mother is a housewife. She never worked a day in her life. Today, the average hoe works. And even if the bitch is a stay-at-home wife, she's gonna be dick shopping, like Terrence Pop would say. So there's really no way you can win with the modern female, okay? If she works, she's gonna have a work husband and she's gonna cheat on you. If she doesn't work, you know, she's gonna fucking have the pool boy or the pizza boy coming on in. You know, I told you guys, when I was doing DoorDash in LA, I told you the story, right? I was delivering to like a penthouse in Santa Monica, okay? I was delivering alcohol to... And I know some of you Muslims are gonna say, oh my God, he's delivering alcohol. Hey man, I'm just a delivery dude, bro, okay? My job is to deliver shit. Just like when I was working as a cab driver and now my job was to deliver a prostitute from point A to point B. Same thing with fucking Uber and DoorDash, okay? My job is to deliver shit from point A to point B. Anyways, so I deliver alcohol to this hot, hot woman. She looked like she was in her mid-late 30s. The bitch comes out with nothing but a towel on and she invites me in to have drinks with her. Of course, I decline, but this just goes to show you guys. Even if you have a stay-at-home bitch and you have a penthouse in fucking Santa Monica overlooking the mighty Pacific, the bitch still will cheat on you. So if she works, she's gonna cheat on you. If she doesn't work, she's still gonna cheat on you. Okay, guys? This is what I want every motherfucking Muslim watching this video understand. Your girl eventually is going to cheat on you, okay? Now, she may not get penetrated while the marriage is going. You know, she might actually have the decency to end the marriage, but the second she ends the marriage, you're gonna see her on fucking Instagram, Facebook, riding some other dude's cock, and you're gonna be like, how the hell did she move on this quick? It's because, bro, like Sandman said, okay, before a woman monkey branches to another dude, she has to make sure that she's firmly grasped the other branch that she's gonna monkey branch to. This is why a lot of these guys out there, when the girl leaves them and the next day she's happy riding some other guy's cock, they're like, how did she move on that quick? It's because she was cheating on you for the past couple of months, and now she realized that, hey, I can be with this new guy, and I don't have to worry about falling out of the motherfucking tree. This is what a lot of you guys out there, especially you Muslim guys out there, need to be aware of. Your girl may not physically get penetrated while she's in a relationship with you, but she will actively be looking at other guys. Let me say that one more time, okay? Your bitch in your relationship may not physically cheat on you by getting penetrated, but she will most certainly be looking at other guys who are higher value than you, guys who can provide her more than you. And the second she realizes that this is a solid relationship, she's gonna hop on to their cock the day after she divorces you. And you know what? There are a lot of Muslims out there, man. A lot of Muslim women out there, they don't wait until the divorce is officially over to be with the other guy. They simply drop divorce papers on you and boom, shaka laka laka laka, she's fucking some other dude and the divorce hasn't even been finalized. And again, that's because women are always looking for another dude to replace you, okay? You look at Tom Brady, his girl, Giselle. Tom Brady is top 1% of the top 1%, okay? When Jeff Bezos' wife leaves him and says, okay, Jeff Bezos is a short guy. Jeff Bezos is like 5'7". He's bald. He has fucking Bell's palsy. He has an ugly face. So I can see why his wife would leave him, because he's physically repulsive, even though he's the richest dude on the face of the planet. But when it comes to Tom Brady, guys, you know, Tom Brady is fucking hot. He's rich, he's hot. So why the hell would Giselle leave Tom Brady for? It makes no sense, right? So even if you are hot, okay, guys, even if you're hot, even if you're rich, eventually the bitch is gonna get bored. She's gonna leave you. And word up, Giselle is already bouncing on some other dirtbag's balls already. The divorce ain't even finalized, and the bitch is already fucking some other dude. So even if you are the perfect dude, even if you are Mr. Looks, money, status, eventually, guys, the bitch is gonna get bored, and she's gonna decide to go up, to go out and jump on some other guy's balls just because. Alright, guys, so that's my video for today, guys. I hope you like, share, comment, enjoy, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.